Part 17, Chapter 4. The big battle plane lanced through the skies over the Atlantic. It was a type used for company marines and had seats for 50 cyclos with space and lift capacity for tons of weaponry and gear. Johnny, in the pilot seat, flew easily and relaxed, flying with his left hand straight on course. Big as the plane was, they had had trouble keeping it from getting overloaded. It was all secret and would remain so. There would be no leaks. But friends and a small amount of activity attracted attention to them. Dunaldine had shown up with 5 Scots, just happened by that day from their regular run to Scotland. Colonel Ivan, whose total force was about 80 valiant Red Army Cossacks, had to be persuaded to leave half of them taking care of the base. Angus, just an hour before departure from the heliport, had casually plunked about 100 pounds of tools into the back and quietly sat down, uninvited. A rather fearful stack of weapons and explosives had magically appeared in the hands of 4 of the original Scots, led by Dwight. Dr. McKendrick seemed to have brought anything he thought he ever might need in any practice. There had been a bit of a flap just before takeoff. Patty, it seemed, had found the true love of her life in Biddy McLeod, and they wouldn't have known Biddy was also aboard except that Patty came rushing down the stairs to the heliport to kiss him a childishly tearful goodbye. Chrissy had said nothing, feeling bad. But suddenly an old woman had come up with Chrissy's possessions and taken her in tow, and it turned out Robert the Fox was putting them on a regular run to Scotland. His family wanted to meet Chrissy, he explained, and then Patty had to be packed up and sent with them. Then they were just closing the door when they had to open it again to take in Robert the Fox, complete with cloak and claymore. Then, just as they were passing the eastern coast of what had been the United States, 2 battle planes had shown up, and it turned out to be Glencannon and 3 other pilots.
Just finished with our regular ferrying runs. And where are you going? We have enough ammunition and fuel.
On the local command radio channel,